In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've brought along some texts from the Bible to have a look at today, and here's the first one from Genesis. I am God Almighty. I will make a covenant between me and you. A covenant is a solemn agreement that two people enter into. They enter into it voluntarily, and it's an agreement that then creates duties and obligations between the two parties to the agreement. And so it goes right back to those early days in the Bible. That's the covenant between God and Abraham. There's also a covenant between God and Moses, the people of Israel on Mount Sinai. Covenant between God and Noah, a solemn agreement between the two of them. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. So each has the other. The covenant is a time to have and to hold. You know where that phrase comes from? Marriage service, indeed. When a couple enter into the marriage ceremony, they say that they will have and to hold, again entering this solemn agreement that we call a covenant, just as God entered into that relationship with his people. Here's a quote from Psalm 25 then. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness. Steadfast, it's a bit of an old-fashioned word these days, but it means basically something that does not change. God's love does not change. Whatever happens, he says, his love and his faithfulness will continue. That covenant relationship will continue whatever happens. And we read, of course, in the Old Testament how the children of Israel wandered away, and yet God's love was always there, and it brought them back to him. In other words, he has promised to love them for better or for worse. The good times and the bad times. The times when, yes, we like each other a lot, but also the times when perhaps we don't like each other, but nevertheless we love as God loves his people. And then St. Paul writes in the letter to the Colossians, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So love creates harmony without quarrels, without feeling bitter towards each other, but working together. That's what harmony, when an orchestra or when a choir sings in harmony, their voices are blending together. Voices with different qualities, whether you're a soprano or a bass, the voices blend together. So that relationship then is a relationship which is one which exists in times when things are going well and in times when things are a bit of a struggle. So for richer, for poorer, that love continues to bind us together. And in Psalm 23, the psalmist says that God leads us by still waters, and he will restore my soul. That's right. So when things are difficult, we are there, God is there to help us, to make us feel better, to restore our soul, as it says. God is with us in sickness and in health. And going back to the Old Testament, hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. It is, of course, the way Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments, the law. And he was quoting something from the book of Deuteronomy there. It's in the Old Testament as well. To love, putting your whole personality into it. In the marriage service, it says, when the couple exchange rings, with my body, I honor you. Or in the old version, with my body, I thee worship. And all my worldly goods, I share with you. So it is a complete and total love we're talking about here. And it's also interesting, it starts with, hear, O Israel. Notice that word, hear. Some of you may well have used these words when you got married to talk about to love and to cherish, to honour and to obey. To obey there, it doesn't mean do what I tell you. It's not that kind of relationship. It means the same as hear. Hear, O Israel, I am the Lord your God. Hearing each other, understanding. And the relationship, again, is one in which we show to each other honour and cherish, care for, look after, a total commitment of heart and soul and mind and strength. And here again from St. Paul, from his letter to the Romans, and we heard a bit of that this morning, although not this bit. Neither death, nor life, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. A relationship then that is stronger than death. A relationship which cannot be separated. A relationship that lasts till death us do part. But then God is stronger than death, so his love is never ending. It is eternal. So as you can see then, those important promises that people make when they get married are a reflection of the love God has for each one of us. And being married is one of the ways, not the only way, but one of the ways in which we can understand in our daily lives the depths and the breadth and the height of God's love. And we can also try to put it into practice ourselves. Amen.